The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered.
Yeah, it is for you Wednesday, Arvo. And guys, later on today, Apple everything on the line. Woo! If you've got mail, you can still register, download the Hit app.
Hey, jeez. Your favourite game's back today. How much are we up to?
I think it's $900.
$1,100.
$1,100 to give away for the time game.
Giving.
Man, it feels like today it's going to go off as well.
Hey, I've just discovered someone in my life.
You got a movie star in your life? Did you get way too invested in the tease of coming up? Were you about to say you know a Hollywood star?
Pretty much. It is,
stay tuned to see how true.
No, they were in one of the most famous movies ever. Seriously.
Have you got any more? Do a little bit more.
Do
you want me to give you a tease? Can I tell you what's coming up? Up next, I embark on the most grueling fitness challenge ever. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That's the latest one from Keith Urban and Pink. It's called One Too Many. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Heaps still coming up, including your chance to win a whole swag of Apple goodies right now, because I don't want to brag, but I'm reading a book.
The one I gave you?
I'm reading that also.
You've got two on the go. I don't even have time to read one and you're reading two. Sonda's shaking your head. You're not reading mine, are you?
Yeah, I am.
I haven't seen it around.
No, because that's because I'm reading this one as well.
What's mine about? The one I gave you?
It's about humankind. It's about human nature.
Yeah, that's what the front cover says.
Yes. It's not the band, Human Nature. I'm really into them.
I would love that so much if you were reading a book about human nature.
What's the title of this one, Biggers?
The Art of Resilience.
Yes.
Strategies for an Unbreakable Mind and Body.
So this bloke's name is Ross Edgley, and he's been described as the fittest man in the world.
The world's fittest book. Author of the best-selling The World's Fittest Book.
Yeah, so this bloke is the only bloke in history to ever swim around Great Britain. And because it's incredible.
What is that?
It took him 157 days.
Oh, my God.
He didn't touch dry land. That was his rule. So
what do you mean? So he just gets on a boat.
So a boat goes round with him.
See, I'm trying to imagine him not stopping swimming for hours.
Yeah, just trying to sleep swim. This is harder than I thought. So he swims every day. He swims for 6 hours, gets out of the water for 6 hours, swims for 6 hours. So he's swimming 12 hours a day. And in the first, within 3 days, his wetsuit wasn't quite right. And the water is full of jellyfish and stuff like this. Because he's swimming so much, he had a mild rub from the neck of his wetsuit and it started to tear away at his skin because his skin's so soft.
God.
And they realised that he has no time to heal because he had these lacerations around his neck, but he has no time to heal.
Salt water's good for healing though, isn't it?
So they said as soon as it starts to scab up, he has to get back into the water, and that means it rips that layer of flesh off again. And so they said the biggest worry was it forming sea ulcers, which are these things. And it goes down to bone and muscle, through muscle and down to bone if they get bad enough, right?
But it never did?
No. So he ends up having to duct tape up his wounds to try and keep them watertight.
It's the grossest endurance. I just don't understand why. Why would it?
To be the first to achieve something incredible. It's amazing, right? And he had one day where
you're not even arriving anywhere like that picturesque.
Yeah. You know where you're arriving,
Where you started. Began, in the murky brown water.
But he couldn't even, so when he started to get these wounds and stuff, he couldn't take time out of the water because the conditions are so cold over there, the swim had been timed that he was going to get out of the water by the end of it just before winter. And so if he took a week and just stayed on the boat, the waters would be too cold and it would become hypothermic and stuff before he was able to get out. And it's made me realise it's time to do.
You could never do that.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I've decided to do my own version of the UK swim, and that is
swim for 170 days.
That is why Jesse over there, the Button Monkey, and myself, we are competing in the Battle of the Bay next Tuesday. Jesse, give us a sound effect in the Battle of the Bay next Tuesday. Why have you never heard of it?
How long is it? Is it for charity or something?
There's only three of us in the event. It is Jesse, me, and our friend Hannah. And we are swimming out past a boy in the water. It's pretty deep in the water.
Okay.
It's about 100 metres out in the water.
Turn the music down. Hold on.
Yes, because yes.
You're swimming out to the boy and back.
There's a boy that's out quite far in the water.
Quite far?
I reckon it's a few K. Jesse, how far is the boy out?
At least a few K, maybe even 10.
Is it?
Is that too much? Did I give it too much?
No, what is it actually? Yeah,
it's probably 200 metres out, maybe. but mate, you can't see the bottom when you're out that far. It's a bit scary.
And but isn't that the thing that all those old people go around?
Yes, but they don't go out and then back round it. They go out at one point and then swim out in the deep death bit and then out and back in. But
the
death bit in the bay. You know the channel, the sharky channel. Because, you know, I can only swim 50 metres, right? So this is going to be the biggest swim I will have ever done. We're going to have a support crew with us.
Who's that?
It's my friend Johnny and my other friend Kushla. Okay. And they're going to be on stand-up paddle boards, mainly looking out for sharks.
In the bay.
Yes.
So what happens when I say sharks?
I can see one, but I can't help you.
When I say sharks.
And then trying to get away real quick.
Good luck, bro.
I should have been clearer. When I say sharks, what I mean is there are these big chunks of seaweed, and if they hit you in the face, mate, they're terrifying. So they'll be on seaweed watch, and hopefully they'll be able to paddle.
Do the old
seaweed.
People seem to care about the seaweed?
Oh, they are like gazelles in the water. They fly past us like you wouldn't believe. That is because a lot of time I'm doing a survival side stroke.
Maybe they can't see what's coming. Like that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, maybe that's helpful.
I don't know. If they can't see, they're pretty handy on land because they do get out of the water and navigate their way to the change rooms pretty easily.
Okay, I'm.
But so this is our
will
own.
You then, if you complete this, will you then pen your own book similar to The Art of Resilience by Ross Edgley?
Yeah, and it'll be called The Art of a Morning.
The Art of a Boy.
Yeah, The Art of the Boys. Boys on Boys. 13, 10, 60.
I mean, if I picked that book up, I'd think it was about something.
Boys on Boys. Film as well.
Yeah. It was far less popular version of Girls on Film, Boys on Boys. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. We can't all swim around the UK, but we have our own battles. For Jesse and I, that's the Battle of the Bay, which is just around a boy that a bunch of old birds swim around every single morning. I want to know, on 13 10 60, what's your UK?
Great.
13 10 60, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Jason Derulo, maybe dancing is your UK. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, and it's a dance, yes. Mm. Ross Edgley, I'm reading a book. This bloke is the only bloke in history to swim around the UK. It is a feat that I reckon for a long time people thought wasn't possible.
He's proven them wrong. Like, you're going to do on Tuesday. You're going to prove those old grey hair oldies wrong. They're not the only ones that can swim around the boy.
No.
200 metres out of shore.
No.
Tommy Little can do it too. And Jesse and Hannah.
Yeah, maybe we're picking a bit where the tyre's a bit low. Maybe we can walk a fair bit of the way, but that's fine. That's
still out. Feet can't touch the ground.
Still out UK. Hey.
Feet can't touch.
No, not all the way out to the boy.
No,
don't worry.
Never, at any point. Hey.
How do you get
Ross
in the
Edgley,
water if my feet can't touch the ground?
Ross Edgley doesn't touch land.
Yeah, but he walks in.
You've got to handstand walk your way in.
But how am I going to walk into the water?
You'd swim from the, you go flat and then you drag yourself along and then you.
We're asking on 13 10 60, what is your UK? John, g'day.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Mate, good. Nervous about the big swim next week, but pretty good, mate. Pretty good.
Well, I might have something that might be able to help you out. So, I've got a wetsuit. Now, I don't know what size you are, but I've got a wetsuit that's camouflaged. So, if you put the wetsuit on, none of the sharks will see you.
Oh, wow.
And you'll be safe. So,
but doesn't the camouflage work on land? When you see that camouflage outfit in water, isn't it very obvious?
They're not going to eat a chunk of dirt.
No, what colour is it?
It's a blue and black one. So it's like the swimming pool, like the coral.
That's
when you look into a swimming pool, the bottom of the pool. So, I dive. So, you'll be right. I can get you some flippers as well, and you'll be flying out there. You'll be there at the back before you know it.
One thing I am, firstly, thank you for your generosity. It's a really lovely offer. I do seem to recall whenever I've worn wetsuits, the first thing I've done as I got in the water is peed in it to keep myself warm. John, am I going to be wearing
Can you hang back one that you've
secondhand pee?
Yeah, Well, I do wash them. You do pee in it, but they are washed out.
Are you happy to receive a wetsuit back from Tommy that's been peed in?
No, that's okay, cheese. Yeah, just, I don't know, throw me a couple $100 if you're up.
He's selling you a wetsuit.
He's selling me a pre-pissed-in wetsuit.
It's a steal. It's a steal. All right, John, we'll keep that in mind. Yep. What about you, Jay? What's your UK?
Look, my UK is to ride to work every day. Now, what happened was I'm in construction and yep. I work all over Melbourne and I finally got a job that was a couple of K from home and I was going to be there for 12 months. So I went out, bought a couple of K on a bike and yeah. I rode it for about 2 days and it's set outside and hasn't moved.
And so you've decided now... Oh, that was... Sorry, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so you've got no plans to ever use it. Come on, be motivated,
yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
I did. Now, the only time it gets ridden now is when I've had too much to drive, too many cans to drive, and I've got to go to the bolo.
Yeah. Jay, I wasn't going to lie. I thought the reason you got the bike in the first place was maybe because you'd been done drink driving.
You know, that's what everyone else thought on site too, so...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country for your Wednesday arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse for Christmas gifts they'll love. Come home to Chemist Warehouse.
Ooh, imagine coming in the door and you're like, oh, who smells delicious? Mm. I want to jump your bones.
Yeah.
Hubby's wearing Hugo Boss, the scent, 100 mils for $69.99.
Because they've got one in here named after you.
Which one?
I've got to be really...
Which one are you going to go with here? This is interesting. Wow. Are you going with Blossom, Ultra Blue or The Scent?
No, I was going with Beautiful Estee Lauder.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, really good.
You don't mean that, but...
I do, mate. Hey, I'm so excited about what's coming out because you said at the start of the show, you said, I have had a run-in with a Hollywood star.
I didn't say that.
You did. You said, stay tuned, everybody.
Someone in one of the world's biggest movies.
Oh. Well, who do you reckon it's going to be, Jesse? Brad Pitt or something?
Mate. So excited. It's going to happen next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Shawn Mendes, his latest one. It's called Wonder. It's Carrie and Tommy this afternoon. If you're listening on your AirPods, great. If you're not, you could be after 4 o'clock today. We're giving away Apple everything for you've got, mate.
But right now, because you were going to tell us about the Hollywood star, someone involved in the biggest movie of all time.
What was the biggest movie from 2003?
Tommy, Avatar. Yep.
Was that 2000? No, that was way... is way before that.
Okay.
Think a bit of a Christmas movie.
What was the one with Bruce Willis? What was that?
Die Hard? Okay.
Die Hard.
No, think something a bit like more meaningful.
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
No. Oh, mate. No. Actually, I've just realised, I don't think you've even seen this movie.
What is it?
Love Actually.
No, I haven't seen it. I think there's a scene where they hold up signs. That's what I know about it.
There is a scene at the airport and Hugh Grant narrates it and it is a
is he the Prime Minister?
People. Yes, it is the most glorious movie. Oh. It makes me happy and sad and all the feels at once. But,
I just...
Oh, the moment,
imagine if the current Prime Minister narrated it.
Boris Johnson. Hold on. Let's hear how Hugh Grant, as the Prime Minister, narrates the scene at the airport where everybody's arriving.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
Not quite the same ring, hey? Not quite the same beautiful, warm tones of Hugh Grant.
I'm now picturing Donald Trump doing that as well.
Anyway, it is one of the most iconic scenes ever. It's my favourite moment in the movie, apart from the
that was
saddest...
one of the most iconic scenes ever.
It is, honest. If you Google one of the most iconic movie scenes ever, it is the airport scene because it's real people arriving.
What do you mean?
Into the airport at Heathrow Airport. So they filmed.
It's a documentary.
No, they filmed like Border Force does. They film people when they come through. Right?
Yeah, that's a documentary.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
It's a series or whatever. Real. Okay. Yeah. But the movie's not a documentary. Oh. They just film real people coming through because they wanted it to be genuine,
real.
Right?
Yeah, because they know actors can't act.
Yes. And then afterwards they went up to them and said, hey, can we use that bit of you?
Hey, I've been filming you.
Yeah. And we're not Border Force. You've not snuck in a nectarine.
Yeah. imagine that. Hey, we've been filming you.
Oh my God.
Here's
all my
You're quickly trying to shove stuff up your backside. And they're going, no, we just love the embrace.
Your fruit. Yeah. Anyway, one of those people I discovered.
Sorry, I'm laughing at Shelby Fruit. It's very funny. It's very funny that you want to hide an apple so much that you will just chuck it up your jacksie instead of spending a dollar to get another one.
No, I just put it down. I'd put it down one boob and just say I was had a bit of a deformity.
Heavy. Oh. Just fork out and get two apples, mate.
You know Shelby, yes. Our hair and makeup artist. She was telling me yesterday that in that movie, in that scene, her uncle is in it. He was arriving at Heathrow Airport. He was greeted by his daughter. They embraced and hugged and it was emotional. And that scene is in the movie.
No way.
Yes, so he was in it.
Do they get paid?
I didn't ask
yeah,
that.
It's fair. Look, it's fair. No, it's a niche question.
I don't think so. I reckon you'd be just so stoked to be in one of the highest grossing, most awesome movies of all time.
Yes.
There's a scene in that movie that sticks with me. Oh, my God. It's, what's her name?
Gwyneth
Emma
Paltrow.
Thompson.
Oh.
She's playing this role of Karen and her husband cheats on her and she's sitting there and she discovers that he hasn't got her the present that she thought he was getting her was actually for his lover.
Is Emma Thompson Hermione?
Emma Watson.
No, that's
sorry,
Emma Watson.
That's close. That's not bad.
Really
me,
ruined the vibe,
sorry,
the
go,
flow.
Yep.
And she's sitting there on the bed and this song starts playing.
I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take.
Can't you feel it?
Oh.
Can't you feel it? That's a heartbreak.
Hang on. I can feel it. I can feel it. Right down
anyway,
to my bone.
What an amazing claim to fame that you're an extra
in love.
I thought you
were saying for you. What an amazing claim to fame.
That I know
met
someone
the
that
girl
knows
whose dad.
His uncle
was in the extras bit of Love Actually.
131060. I want to know what you were an extra in.
Yeah.
What iconic movie you are in.
This will be even more destructive. I'm sorry. Can I also throw out if you've even got a more tenuous link to a movie than you do?
Sure. You've derailed me so far. Why don't you continue to derail it?
131060 is the number if you've been an extra or you have a tenuous link to a movie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, have you got a tenuous link to a movie or have you been an extra?
Have you been an extra? Because I've discovered a friend of mine, her uncle, was in the airport scene in the movie Love Actually.
Yes.
And it was the real moment he met his daughter at Heathrow Airport. He didn't know cameras were filming him. And then afterwards they came up to her and said, can we use that footage, real footage, for the movie Love Actually?
Amazing.
Amazing. You're dissing me and tell me it's a very tenuous link.
No, I was just saying I like the tenuous link. And is there any way we could possibly find a more tenuous link?
I've got a tenuous link for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was supposed to have a speaking part in a movie filmed in WA, The Naked Wanderer. And
The Naked Wanderer?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just someone filming again without the person knowing.
They told him at the end. I bankrolled the film myself. No, and then I got cut from a speaking role to the background and then I got to be an extra. And then when the movie came out, that scene got cut.
Tell me, though, you didn't know before watching it that you'd been cut.
No, I had no idea.
So you took all your friends to see, what was it, The Naked Wanderer?
Yeah.
That's a way they get ticket sales up. They just put everyone as a background extra, cut them all.
And then you just stripped down at the end and went, but here I am.
Here I am. And they're like, well, we expected this to be a bigger film.
Celeste, have you been an extra?
I have been a professional extra for the best part of 14 years.
Oh, what have you been in, Celeste?
Wentworth was the last one I did a couple of years ago. I was in Ghost Rider, the Nicolas Cage film, probably about 12 years ago now. I was also in the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games in 2006.
Now, Celeste, I need to ask the question. You said you are a professional extra. What is it that separates you from those amateur extras out there like Jesse?
I actually am registered with an agency that specialises in models, actors and extras.
Mm.
And I'm equity or MEAA registered as well.
MEAA. Hey, Jesse, who are you registered with?
Just want to know that registration. No one
else. Hey, Celeste, how does it work? So is there a different rate if you speak versus if you're like in a crowd scene or like how does it go up?
So MEAA, which is MIA, I'm sure you're well aware of them. They actually have a published set of rates. So even you're as an extra, you're in the bottom rung, as I like to call the bottom rung of the ladder. So you get, say, about 20, I think it was about $20-something dollars an hour.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Then if you get upgraded, as we call it, so then that means you might get a bit part or speaking role, you get a bit more per hour.
Upgraded is a fancy film term. You wouldn't get it because. Celeste, what is the highest rung you've been?
I've only ever been an extra.
You'll get there. Good stuff. Thank you. Let's go to Kim. Kim, have you been an extra?
No. I actually have a really, really tenuous association with a Mel Gibson movie.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us.
Yeah. It's called Summer City. So it was one of his earlier ones.
Okay.
And
is it before he went a bit weird?
This was before he was even Mad Max.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Summer City.
The house we were living in, was actually in the movie. So he came out the front, in the movie, he comes out the front door, he sits on the front veranda and he puts on his sneakers. And I used to love showing the movie to my friends and saying, that's my house. The only thing is this was before we'd even moved into it.
So, Kim, was it advertised?
Show the movie all the time, saying, "See, that's my front door. That's my veranda."
That's a good question. Was it advertised as this was the Summer City house?
Mm. No. I just love telling everyone and showing them the movie.
That's great. Good on you, Kim.
Hayden sounds fun. Hayden, what movie were you an extra in?
Yeah, fun fact: I was in The Wog Boy.
Which
Nick Giannopoulos, after Acropolis Now and everything.
Yes. Boy, Hayden.
Yeah. The scene was at the end, the big political rally where the sex tape got released and we all were shocked and gasping in horror and all that sort of stuff.
And was the sex tape that was released, was that called The Naked Wanderer by any chance?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's time to give away Apple Everything.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Personally endorsed.
Hello, this is Vanessa.
By this lot.
Jordan.
Rebecca.
Aurora.
Carrie speaking.
Brooke.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hello, Jane.
This is Sarah.
Amanda.
Jamie.
Hello, Kelly speaking.
You have won
$20,000!
Oh, my God.
A new car. You just won a Mazda 3G20.
This just begun. Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Because my heart goes.
This is exciting because
Apple Everything today. AirPods, an Apple Watch, a MacBook and an iPhone 12.
Now, our winner has been picked out.
Yeah.
And this is the information we have about our winner.
Yeah.
They own a cosmetics business with their wife.
Yep.
And business has been a bit tough during lockdown. Mm. And so we thought we would get Jesse to call.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're going to put on an accent. What are you going for?
I'm going to go with Scottish.
Okay, give
Scottish.
Us a bit of that.
Great.
You're like a wee little bit of Scotland.
Yeah, that's great.
That's not too bad.
That's great. You know, you just can't say a wee little bit of Scotland. See if you can say something that might be helpful in this conversation.
So I'm thinking about asking Damien for a bit of his cosmetics.
Yes. This is great.
This is so good. You've got such a good Scottish accent. I want you to do the whole show in Scottish. Just all the time.
This is like when we did the whole show in Irish for St. Patrick's Day.
For 5 minutes.
Okay, so
what is Jesse going to do?
I think you're right. I think you want to ask for cosmetics for men, but can you do us a favour?
Okay.
And can you just say, I'm inquiring about Man Cup?
Man Cup?
Yeah. And when he asks you what that is, it's makeup for men.
So what's he going to say? Hi, Damien, I'm Brad. I understand you run a cosmetics business.
You're in the business of makeup. Do you also do makeup?
And what's that? And he says, yes. Makeup for men.
Yes. And then I reckon you get him to the point where you
because he's probably going to say, no, only do women's makeup.
And if you say, well, that's fine, can I use it still?
Yeah, and if he says yes, then you can say, because I'm wanting to look like...
I want to look like a celebrity.
A celebrity?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and if he probes you about Hugh. I want to look like Hugh Remington. Who I reckon you want to go for the Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah, great, great. All right.
You're thinking about getting the chop as well.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Are we the circumcision?
All right. Good luck, Jess.
We're dialing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Damien?
It is.
Hello, Damien. My name's Jock. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How about you?
Yeah, very good, thanks, mate. I'm just calling about some of your cosmetics. Do you have a moment to chat?
Talk about what, sorry?
Your cosmetics, your makeup.
Cosmetics?
You run a cosmetics business, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, I'm looking for something quite specific. I'm looking for man cup. Do you do man cup?
A man what?
Like makeup for men.
Yeah, men wear it.
Yeah, beautiful. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So what are some of the stuff that you do? What are the few things I can get from you?
Any sort of makeup, mate. Foundations, lipsticks.
I'm looking for a really, like, rouge red, like, lippy. Is that something you can do for me?
A really what, sorry?
A dark red lippy.
Yeah, we've got a dark red lipstick.
Yeah, beautiful. Because there's a very specific look that I'm going for. And it's... Oh. I don't know if you know her from TV. Her name's Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah.
She's, you know, the blonde bombshell kind of thing. Do you think you can do that for me?
Yeah, we can do you up with that, I reckon.
You beautiful, mate. That is absolutely perfect. And what pricing am I looking at for that, for the Carrie Bickmore?
The Carrie Bickmore look? I don't know. It'd be pretty hard to match.
Damo?
Yeah.
What if instead of you supplying us with any makeup, we just supply with today's prize, which is Apple Everything?
Yeah! Oh, really? No way. Seriously?
Yep, Damien, you get an AirPods, an Apple Watch, a MacBook, and an iPhone 12. All yours.
Wonderful. I'll take that. And you can have some makeup.
That was so good, Jess.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah. Was I believable, Damo?
I was thinking, what? How did they get my number? And why do they want bright red Carrie Bickmore lipstick?
Has it been a popular look that people have asked you for? They've been asking for the Carrie.
Not really.
Enjoy, mate. If anyone else wants to get involved and have a crack at winning a whole bunch of awesome prizes, just download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
But yeah, Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little.
I'm
so into it.
I know.
I'm into it.
I know.
131060 if you're into it too.
I think
Scottish Jesse, well, Jock, sorry, is your way forward, Jesse.
No, Jesse's dead, is he? Jesse's dead to us.
And we welcome Jock to the show.
This is me from now on. That's it.
I feel like this could be the turning point in your life if you just became Scottish.
Jesse, I'm going to talk to you for a second, Jesse.
Yeah, sure.
Jesse, you know how you've never, rolled in the hay, so to speak,
with a lady. Yeah, no.
Do you think, you know, because you've never done the whole in the do you think perhaps Jock would have more luck?
It's a good question. Probably.
Well, that's a question we should ask people.
Yes, the ladies, honestly, or the men as well.
I want people to call up 131060. You can chat to Jesse or you can chat to Jock. Mm-hmm. I want to see how good your chat is as Scottish Jock and how good your chat is as Jesse. And then we'll come to a conclusion about what is the best path forward for you.
I think Jezelenko has been tinkering on the pots and pans. We've got something here.
Jesse.
It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Or Jock.
I don't know if you know her from TV. Her name's Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah. And Bick, you've made your decision already.
I'll be disappointed if he turns up tomorrow as Jesse.
I did see. I did hear bagpipes there. Obviously, Jock.
Nah, we don't need the bagpipes. I reckon that removes a little bit of the sexiness.
But removes enough to bring him down to Jesse?
No, I just I want Jock without the bagpipes.
Okay.
I want
okay.
Jock with the accent.
Let's have a chat to Heather here. G'day, Heather.
G'day, guys.
Would you like to speak to Jesse or Jock?
Oh, Jock for sure, man.
G'day, Heather. How are you?
See, Scottish accent, Scottish name. You nailed it.
Okay, but what are you doing a little bit later on?
I might go home and have me some haggis.
I
don't think, Heather, you have to put the accent on too, Heather.
No. It's working for me. Go, Heather. What else
are
you doing tonight?
You guys are awesome.
No, you're back onto them, are you? Okay, Heather, we're done here.
Jock, I think you lasted longer than Jesse, but not much.
No, I'm starting to see what the issue is. Jock, you have to have more questions just than what are you doing tonight up your sleeve.
I want to really know what she's doing tonight, not like haggis. No one cares.
I thought...
See, it's so good. I know. So into it.
I actually thought he was pretty good then. I thought he got let down by...
Come up with another question.
Okay. What are you thinking? Okay. What would you like to be asked?
Oh, see, I'm into that.
Miss Beckmore.
I'm uncomfortable in all the right ways. Let's go to Charlie. G'day, Charlie.
Hello, Jesse. No, I'm just joking. Oh.
Charlie, would you like to chat to Jesse or Jock?
We'll go Jesse. Let's type him up.
Oh, okay. Charlie, what do you do for fun?
At the moment, just a lot of listening to music. What about you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, like the beach. Gosh. Like
I'm drying up just listening to this.
doesn't have the same. Yeah, no.
Can Jock have a chat with Charlie there and see if we get any more sparks?
Hello, yeah, Charlie. How are you going?
Is that the other question you came up with?
They are doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
One more. Okay. You can't blame the people. This is your chance, Jock.
Come on. You can.
You're really dissing our callers. There's one more caller we're going to go to, Andy. We're going to go to Andy. Jesse, just pause for a moment and have a think about some follow-up questions.
I'm starting to think
I need to come with you on your dates. Is this what happens? You just ask over and over and over,
like,
what are you up to tonight? And they say...
Sorry.
Okay, have a chat with Andy. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
It's a jock off.
I might be into you too, Andy. How are you? What are you up to later on?
Grand. It was a stinking day in Melbourne. I got to tell you, I don't want to do that again. I'm driving the car, eating my strudel, and I can't even crack a beer because it coughs everywhere. But how are you doing anyway?
Andy, I've got to be honest, I'm not into you. I'm into Jock, but I'm not into Andy.
What about, can we take, I'm having fun. Can we take Val? G'day, Val.
Hello, where's Jock?
Hello, Val. Val.
Jock, yes.
I need to ask you, how do you see our first date ending?
Oh, you can put your shoes under my bed anytime.
Hey, Val, I'll fight you for it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Miley's latest one. It's called Midnight Sky. It's Carrie and Tommy for you Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, and this is fun. 13, 10, 60 if you want to play the time game, which is now celebrity endorsed.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
And now, it's even been endorsed by a real-life celebrity, Amy Shark.
How do you feel about the time game now?
Yeah, it sucks. It's a dumb game.
Thank you for your celebrity endorsement of the time game.
Thank you very much. I hate it. All right, see you guys.
And the prize jackpots weekly. Today, it's up to...
Can you believe it? It's $1,100.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
The easiest game in radio. We can't believe it hasn't gone off yet. All you have to do is say stop at exactly 5 seconds and $1,100 is yours. Kalinda, how does that sound to you?
So, hi. How are you?
Yes, good start. Jesse, over to you. You'll say start. Kalinda, when you think 5 seconds is up, you just say stop. If you get it exactly on, the cash is yours.
Okay, ready? Can I have one request? Can you do it in a Scottish accent, please?
Great, okay. Great request.
You ready? Say it.
I'm ready.
Go.
Stop.
Oh. Mm. It felt...
You're struggling to work out how to say the time in your Scottish accent. I'm
really having a wee think about it.
How did it feel to you, Kalinda?
Close enough, I think.
It felt pretty good because of the door.
Jesse?
6.34.
Oh, was that 6.34?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
G'day, Samantha.
Hello.
Were you just waiting till the time game jackpotted to over $1,000 to get involved?
Yes.
Well, it's easy. You know what to do. Jesse, over to you.
Ready, set, go.
I'm so sorry, Samantha, that you had to speak to Jesse and not Jock. I know you'll be shattered by that.
How long, Jess? How long?
6.39.
Ooh, very going long today. Come on, Jason.
Jesse forgot to push the button and just read
Jesse's
the same one out
struggling
again.
So much to speak in two languages and push the button. Well, he's not speaking two languages, but with two accents. And push
no, it's a separate language. It's English and sexy.
Jason, are you ready to play?
Ready, mate.
Just do 1.3 seconds shorter than the others.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
Oh, that feels pretty good.
Big bit short, I reckon. Big short.
Big short. Favourite movie. Jace, how did that feel?
It felt like 5 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's all you need to do. Jess?
4.39.
Oh!
Told you, big short. Big short. Alex. Come on, you can do this.
Hold it.
All right, ready, set, go.
Stop.
That felt long.
Did you take a drive around Australia in the middle there? What happened?
cook a roast?
I don't know. Felt bad.
From conception to birth and now you've got 4 kids? What happened? Okay, how long was it, Jez?
5.89.
Okay.
One more. Let's go to Claudia.
Yeah.
Claudia, come on. Amy Shark called this a dumb, stupid game. Prove her wrong. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ready, set, go.
Stop.
Ooh, felt good.
I reckon because I saw you nodding along.
Counting in my head, Tommy.
I reckon you were a little quick, though.
I reckon you and Claudia were both in the money.
But I reckon you're sitting
Claude, I feel
up
good
the
about
real
it.
Early fours.
Okay.
4.21.
Hey, I know this is unorthodox, but he's had such a good day today. I don't know when he's going to get to come back. Do you think we give Jock a go to take out the time game jackpot?
Great.
And obviously he has an advantage because he is looking at the very stopwatch.
Well,
but
how
does
this work?
Because I don't reckon he can stop it on exactly 5.
You know, and your game wraps up today if he gets it.
I will pay this out of my own pocket
to Jock.
If he gets this, to Jock.
Not to a caller. You've put the callers through this for like 9 weeks.
No. That's what I mean. The cash will stay on the line.
Oh, okay.
But I will pay Jock out of my own money if he can look at his own stopwatch and stop it on 5.
Wow. Okay. All right. Give it a crack, Jock.
All right, here we go.
No, you got to say
ready,
Jesse's
set, go.
Jock.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Jock, are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Oh! Now, before we revealed to the listeners, if you won,
mentioned Jock, this is so
Jock,
ridiculous.
What would you spend the money on if you won?
I reckon I'd get so much haggis, it'd be bloody brilliant.
Jock, it felt just a little long to me.
This break feels a little long.
Jock, how did you go?
5.08.
I told you a little long.
$1,200 next week.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Dolly Parton, one of the greats.
She's so great.
She, when she's not working 9 to 5, she... Thank you, Jessie. She's helping solve the coronavirus crisis.
Is she?
Yes. Did you know at the start of the year she invested $1 million into a vaccine company in America, and that vaccine company is the one that's developed the Moderna, the coronavirus vaccine that's proven to be 95% effective.
Really?
And they're saying it could be our best hope yet.
That makes so much more sense because I only read the first line and it said Dolly Parton helps coronavirus. And I was like, Dolly's done so much good work. It's sad to see she's playing for the other team and deserging the virus.
How's that? They used her $1 million to put towards their research and now 95% effective vaccine.
What an absolute icon.
Isn't it?
What have we done? You've actually done a fair bit.
I haven't solved coronavirus.
You've actually done. Sorry, I didn't mean to lump me in with
and
you
I've
there.
And I've worked 9 to 5 too.
No, you haven't. You work 6:30 to 7:30 at night, and we work 3 to 5.
Actually, up next, we want to talk about something you've done, Tommy. Producer Sonda has just given me an insight into something you've done, and
is it Dolly Parton-esque?
Not at all. It's just very, very embarrassing.
Okay,
we'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little
driving you home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, I'm here.
And executive producer Sonda, has something she wants to chat to us about.
I just wanted to tell you, Tommy's not going to like this, but he's really embarrassed himself just before when he ducked out for a coffee.
I don't
know.
No, I think...
Did you try and pick someone up?
No.
Yes, he did.
No, I didn't. I just had a bit of a brain fart as to what to say at the time.
For a man that does live radio, that's problematic.
Mm.
Are you across the girl downstairs who's really hot?
Which girl downstairs where?
Oh, did I say?
No, yes. I definitely say.
But which one?
I'm going to... Okay.
Can I just preface this with this was not a pickup attempt.
Okay.
This was just an attempt at conversation.
Okay,
she's
sure.
She's really athletic looking.
At the straight down or across?
Straight down.
Do you know Sonda, who I'm talking about? I do know
Sonda
who you're talking about.
Sonda did like a double take out of a cartoon. You know, in a cartoon
and when
their eyes go Sonda did that and I went, Sonda, Jesus.
She was wearing bike shorts, which shouldn't look hot, but...
Bike shorts are back, babe.
I know, but...
On a nice pair of pins, I'm really into bike shorts.
Not padded ass bike shorts.
No, not clip-clop bike shorts.
I think that was her
80s bike shorts.
That was... Yeah. I don't think a woman wants to hear that. Hey, are they those padded ass pants or is that your real ass?
Anyway,
what did he do? What did he say?
It's a bit of bants. We're all chatting. It's all fun. And then he ordered a green juice. And I think she might have been flirting with him. He was definitely being a bit flirty with her. And come on.
I feel like it was normal talk. Apparently you're not talking close enough to your microphone.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, there you go. Is that better?
What did
you
say?
How many years in radio, Don?
10. Not on air, though. Come on. what do you think would be really embarrassing to say to a really hot woman?
As I was walking away.
I mean, you're normally pretty good.
I thought...
Nah.
I will just preface this with there's not a fibre in my being that thought, that was good. I panicked.
Great juice.
I panicked.
He looked her in the eye. He held the juice up like a little cheers, love. Like a little nod.
I don't think you should say it.
And then he said,
I'm suddenly panicking.
He looked at her and goes, this will go right through me.
What?
And she was like... All right.
Why are you telling a girl about your diarrhea?
I didn't mean to.
This will go right through me. No. What did she do in response?
She went,
We're on radio.
Hang on, Jesse, pause the music because I want the full effect of just how cool this was. She went, and then don't worry, what I did.
You doubled down?
No, I said nothing. And walked away.
Oh, God. What did you actually mean?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something because I think she said her last thing was like, oh, you're looking after yourself or something.
Yeah.
And I tried to think of something that just wasn't like, yeah. And
that was your go-to? This will go right through me?
Yeah. Can I ever go there again?
Oh, I wouldn't order another green juice because then she's just got an image of it going right through you.
What can I order? Excuse me, do you have something that'll back me right up?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy. Hughesy and Ed joining us, and Hughesy's the man we need to chat to right now.
Yeah.
SA in a bit of lockdown. Hughesy knows all about that.
I love a lockdown. Yeah, I was locked down for the Masked Singer. Is that what we're talking about?
A couple of times.
Yeah, no, just the ones. 14 days. Just indoors. So in SA, are we indoors? We can't go outside and exercise?
No exercise. That's 6 days.
That's hard.
No cafes open even for takeaway.
Oh, man.
So no,
it's really full on. I'm thinking of all South Australians today. Yeah. 6 days. You can do it. Six days. So and they're hoping that if they get through this, then Christmas will be normal.
Well, Victoria did it for 4 months. So
no, I know. But there's a lot of people that had plans raring to go for summer that are now feeling stressed.
But they only had a couple of cases overnight, didn't they? Is that right?
I believe so, yes. I believe there was a couple overnight. I think there's a few out there.
Apparently it's very contagious, whatever the strain is that's coming out of Adelaide.
They also said they had 4,000 people already in isolation.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. It's because they'd all gone to the takeaway.
I don't know.
Imagine if you were a Victorian who'd just come out of lockdown and you've gone to visit your family in South Australia.
That's crazy. What about the people who were already in 2 weeks? They were already in quarantine for 2 weeks and they got told another 2 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah. I know, and they all got really upset.
They're yelling in the balconies.
Zac Efron's been put into quarantine. He was in Adelaide filming. Yep, and they put him into quarantine.
I heard
he was, you know, RM Williams shop.
He was shopping in R.M. Williams shop.
Oh, God, and I'm wearing my R.M. Williams today Zac Efron.
What a great company. But I believe he was bundled straight into the back of a van from the R.M. Williams shop. Come with us.
Thrown into quarantine.
Yeah.
Are you making that up or is that true?
No, that's the last we've seen.
Who loves Zac Efron? He is the number one in our family. Zac Efron's the man.
Is
absolutely.
It's interesting because Greatest Showman is a huge movie in our household.
We watched it again on the weekend.
They are obsessed with it.
I know. We love Hugh.
Yeah, but I thought the girls would like Zac because he's younger. But they're into Hugh.
Yes. I've seen that movie.
R.M. Williams man.
Well done.
That's why he's on the R.M. Williams, isn't it? Because bloody Hugh would have taken Zac.
Yes.
There you go. He's a discount, 50% off for you.
Tell him Hugh sent you.
So they're only $500.
Did he give you a discount?
No, you know my R.M. Williams story, don't you?
Full ticket.
True story. I'm pulling up out the front of about to pay for my parking. A guy walks out of a shop, says, "I'll pay for your parking." I said, "No, I'll pay." He says, "No, I insist, pay for your parking, and how about you come in and I'll sort you out some boots." And it was R.M. Williams shop, so I said, "Oh, well, it's a good day for me." Yeah. Came in, he sorted me out boots, and then $500 later,
full price. Paid full ticket.
How much was your parking?
It was $5.
It was an amazing bait and switch. Great effort. But you got some great boots out of it.
Absolutely, still got them. There we go.
Good on us.
Good on you, Adelaide. You can do it.
You can do it, Adelaide. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do it. Pumped up.
Stick around. Use your net in next.
And stay strong.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now.
carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.